This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Well, it's happening. The border is being overwhelmed. How does it feel? Well, it's okay. It's okay. Well, there you go. All right. Web race, FoxNews.com over CNN, Drudge tops Google News, and New York Times, porn dominates. That's just, that's just what I saw. I'm just reading. I didn't read it before I read it. So there you go. In other words, normally I do that. You know, I kind of glance at it. That's fresh off of Drudge. Drudge refreshed themselves between the hours, apparently. You know, figure, well, somebody's at work now. They came to work and they did what they're supposed to do. They do. You can tell when you do all this news coverage business what news agencies, when their staff is working and when they're not. After all, people have lives too. They go home, they work, they do the things they're supposed to do. Kirstjen Nielsen is on her way home. She resigned, of course. That's sort of the top big story that's going on. Says, we've got this 2020 vision. Mayor Pete could score in Rusty Belt. Now, this is Beglyubov, or whatever his last name is. I know. His socialist roots, of course. So here we have another socialist. Socialism is just... it's just a wonderful thing, right? Socialism. Remember that. So we have a couple of things going on. I want to kind of get into a little bit on the roots of what's going on in Central America and South America. We have some Venezuelan information. We haven't talked about this in a while. We need to talk about it because it does impact the United States, of course. Yeah. Anyway. We've got here UK to have toughest internet laws in the world, a web safety regulator, sites blocked and fined, and Zuckerberg warned. Yep, you knew this was going to happen. By the way, the amount of internet activity in the Europe, and actually really even in the rest of the world compared to what goes on in the United States, is minimal. It absolutely is minimal. Now, I haven't looked at the latest stats here in the last couple of months, but the just to let you know, I mean, when you take a look at the globe, you know, they have these various globes that are out there, and they give you the stats. You know, you see the globe spinning, and you can see all over the where all over the world where the internet is humming and where it's on. You see these. You see the United States is dominating. I mean, it's just absolutely dominating. And the rest of the world is starting to catch up. Don't get me wrong, but that to think that you know basically the UK would have the toughest internet laws in the world, that might be. It might be very isolated, and you'll have less use of the internet there. So less opportunity, business, and everything else. That's basically what's going to happen. So when censorship happens, it happens, and people stay away from it. So web safety regulator, sites blocked and fined, Zuckerberg warned. That's part of what they're going to do there. Of course, they also have the problem of what's going to be happening with, you know, with Brexit. May is out. She's got major problems there. What's happening? This is the Theresa May that we're talking about with the whole Brexit thing. They have not been. It has not been going well. Says May says final choice between leaving EU will with deal, or no Brexit at all. Well, of course, this is again. Do you want autonomy as a nation state or not? That's the fundamental question about what's going on with the Brexit movement. That's really what it comes down to. Do you want to have your own borders again as a nation, Great Britain, or not? This is from Reuters. I like Reuters, actually. Britain's exit from the European Union hung in the balance on Monday as Prime Minister Theresa May tried to coax the Labour Party into agreeing a divorce deal 2 days before an emergency summit where we... where she will try to delay the April 12th departure. This is... they're trying to get her to delay things. I'm not too sure, and I haven't read the whole story here. My understanding over the weekend was that the EU wasn't really going to do that. Brexit has already been once delayed, but May is asking the EU for yet more time as she courts veteran socialist Jimmy Corbyn, whose Labour Party wants to keep Britain more closely tied to the EU after Brexit. Of course he does. He's a socialist. Hello. Remember, the European Union is a socialist / communist Nazi organization. That's what it is. Many heads in Berlin and Paris on Tuesday met with May to meet Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Emmanuel Macron, and will be phoning other leaders before setting out the case for another delay at Wednesday's EU summit in Brussels. I think they're just slow-walking the fact they're not going to make the whole change. I think that's what May is all about. Nearly 3 years after the United Kingdom shocked the world by voting 52% to 48% to leave the EU, May warned that Brexit might never happen, but said that she would do everything possible to make sure that it did. Now, that sounds exactly like a socialist, doesn't it? In other words, it's not going to happen. Let me interpret socialist speak for you. We'll read it the way it should be read. May said, this is my interpretation, now it's not the direct quote. May said that Brexit will never happen, but she said that she will do everything possible to make sure that it did. That's really what we're saying here. Okay, for those of you that have a little moment of confusion, I'll read. This is a direct quote now from the article. Nearly 3 years after the United Kingdom shocked the world by voting 52% to 48% to leave the EU, May warned that Brexit might never happen, but said that she would do everything possible to make sure that it did. Okay, you get it now, why I'm saying that. Labour's Brexit point man, Keir Starmer, said May's government had so far not changed its position on Brexit, and so no way forward had been agreed. What's the pathway forward, Theresa? See, she's lying. Both us and the government have approached this in the spirit of trying to find a way forward. We haven't found that yet. We will continue to do that, Starmer said. Labour's point man. The good socialist. The ball is in the government's court, he added. We need to see what they come back with, and when they do, we will take a collective position on that. So the socialists, by stalling, have won. It's a good lesson to learn here. You know, because remember, it's all about national autonomy. And people in Great Britain were sick and tired of having the EU drain them of money. Because remember, the EU is the needs of money. That's why they're fining everybody like Google so they can get billions of dollars. See, in order to stay afloat, they need to fine people like Google and others for their internet activity. Gee, is that related to the fact that maybe the EU is going to come up with the toughest internet laws in the world? I don't know. I'm just saying. We'll be back. You'll see C2 Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about what's going on in London with Brexit. And they're stalling for time. Stalling for time. That's pretty obvious what they're doing. This is just sort of part of the schemata of things for Brexit. Now, remember, Brexit, you got to remember, 2016. What was going on in 2016? A lot of things were moving forward in the United States, too. Now, globalism is globalism, right? And the European Union is a big part of globalism. There's no doubt about it. This is one of the first forays by the globalists to really kind of coalesce around power and bring nation states together that are borderless. Right. Break down those borders between nations. Right? And, of course, impose one singular legal system on those state nation states, which have been nation states for years, I mean, hundreds, thousands of years, or not really. You know, Germany hasn't been a nation for that long. A little over, not even 100 years old, I don't think. That's right, and of course, been divided up and separated during World War II, Cold War, hello. That was the imposition of breaking apart Germany. That was after 1945. Of course, the war continued, as we now know today, right? In Ask California. Anyway, so what happens, though, but what was going on? This is just 2 years ago. You had Brexit. Nigel Farage, remember? Nigel wakes up one morning, hey, the referendum passed. No, it didn't. He's telling me, no, it didn't. Because he thought it wasn't going to pass. And then he realized, oh, my God, it passed. I mean, so the people in Great Britain, there was sort of still a modicum of sense of responsibility as a nation state, as an autonomous state. People had memory of the once great empire being autonomous and on its own because, you know, they joined the EU. And they did all the things they're supposed to. They went along with the ideas in the EU of the EU imposing laws about immigration, as an example. Hello, how's that worked out for everybody in Europe? Well, let's see. Hasn't worked out too well for Great Britain, has it now? No, or France, or the other countries that were there that had strict laws about immigration. And in fact, Hungary, as an example, it came back and imposed with this whole invasion that took place of you know, with the Obama administration breaking up all of the Middle East so that the invaders, 15 million strong, could swarm the borders of the European Union and flood into Europe, right? Like Germany? Unabated? And look at Europe today. It's completely changed. And the EU fought back. Well, I shouldn't say the EU did, but Great Britain fought back, and they came up in 2016. Wait a minute, stop, time out. We don't want to follow the laws of the European Union. We want to have our own nation state back again. So Brexit came about, and they voted, and that was Nigel Farage's thing. So people said, wait a minute, we can be our own country again. Now the socialists and everybody else, the globalists in Great Britain, of course, Great Britain's known for Fabian socialism and all this other good stuff, right? Right. So they're going, no Brexit for you. That's basically what they're saying. So Theresa May, in the Brexit breakup, when they voted for it, there's going to be a plan for the Brexit breakup. Now, we're in the middle of the Brexit breakup, and breaking up is hard to do, right? Especially if you can make it harder to do, install it so that it doesn't happen at all. So that's what we have right now. We have deadlines not being met. We have begging for mercy from the European to the European Union by Great Britain. right? By the United Kingdom, I should say. They're no longer Great Britain, right? Now, so it comes down to autonomy, though. Does Great Britain want to be an autonomous state? I think they do, but you have your socialists there that are the hanger-oners for Brexit, for the European Union against Brexit. And they don't want it to happen. So they're doing everything they can to stall it, and in stalling it, they're doing. They're being successful at it. You just have to call them up and say, yes, it is. Now, they think that we just can't see this over here in this great country, the United States of America, but we in California and understanding New California and the implications here, we get it. We totally get it. This is what May's spokesman said, that she hoped further formal talks could take place on Monday, adding that the Prime Minister wants us to be able to agree with the opposition as soon as possible. She said May wanted Britain to have an independent trading policy, something hard to reconcile with Labour's demand for membership of a customs union, and that both sides would need to compromise, right? She's got to get a vote approved for the plan through the Parliament. That's her problem. Brexit delayed. Listen to this. The 2016 referendum revealed a United Kingdom divided over much more than EU membership and has sparked impassioned debate about everything from secession and immigration to capitalism, empire, and what it means to be British. That's what I'm saying about all this whole thing. This is where the debate is, really, what it means to be British. Do they want to give up their autonomy? Do they want to give up their identity and go with a one-world order and just say, oh, we're all part of the European Union, forget Britain's borders? That's what this is about. It would be like California splitting off and becoming its own nation state. Is the reverse of this, the mirror reverse. Yet more than a week after Britain was originally supposed to have left the EU, nothing, listen to this, talk about a stall tacking, and sure, I suspect that Theresa May is absolutely involved. She doesn't want Brexit, and she's a very weak leader. Everybody recognizes it, by the way, over there. Nothing is resolved as the weakest leader in a generation battles to get a divorce deal ratified by a deadlocked parliament. EU's leaders fatigued by the serpentine Brexit crisis. Brexit crisis. This is Cloward and Piven, folks. They've created the crisis, and what they're doing is overwhelming their systems by this so-called fatigue factor brought about by a serpentine Brexit crisis. So the serpentine being one crisis to the right, one crisis to the left, one crisis to the right, one crisis to the left. Everybody's tired of it. And they've been doing this for years now, a year and a half, to do this process. And they're no further along. The decision can be vetoed by any of the 27 members. It says, May, who has asked for a postponement until June 30th, a further delay. The decision can be vetoed by the 27 members. Without an extension, the United Kingdom is due to leave the EU at 2200 Greenwich Mean Time on Friday without a deal to cushion the economic shock. While the EU is not expected to trigger such a potentially disorderly no-deal exit, diplomats said all options were on the table, from refusing a delay to granting May's request to pushing for a longer postponement. So the longer they postpone it, the longer they still remain in the European Union. Get it? EU's chief Brexit negotiator Michael Barnier was on Monday meeting with Prime Minister Leo Varadkar in Ireland, which depends heavily on Britain as both a market and transit point and would be hit hardest by no deal from Brexit. But May is boxed in at home. Brexit supporting lawmaker Mike Fazio demanded she resign and called, she's weak. Anyway, Brexit for you. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Will they stay or will they go? The stalling tactics of the left in Great Britain. Listen, the EU needs the teat. It needs the mother's milk, if you will, of Great Britain. Because that's where they get the cash flow. Come on. And that's why, you know, you're seeing the same tactics that you see in California, you're seeing in Great Britain. Or actually, you're seeing the EU collectively. You know, they scam people out of their taxes. They overregulate them. Come on. It's the same old thing. Same mentality. If you're a socialist, you're a socialist. If you're a communist, this is how they fleece you of your wealth, which, of course, is what's going on in places of California, coastal areas of California in particular, and everywhere else. I mean, it's just been fascinating, this whole venue. That we have out here in California, you can see the exact same things happening in Great Britain and even the European Union. You know, right now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to switch to guns here, and I'm going to go back, because too close for missiles, as they say. I'm going to go back here to take a look at what's going on. Amazon purging right-wing authors. Okay, now, paper, tech giant tax dodge. Here we go. Newsprint shortage sounds a lot. No, listen, I'm coming back to it. Okay, here we go. Google and $1.5 billion in unpaid tax. This is the Daily Mirror. Tax dodge. I'm working on it. This is from the Daily Mirror. If you go down to take a look at Drudge, they've got this whole thing about the European papers and stuff. It's really kind of hysterical to see how they report things. Mostly about the United States, they report the truth, which is shocking to most people. When you go to Europe and you read the truth about America over there, you go, what? No, I'm serious. This is what started a lot of people. I think a lot of people that become in, you know, get into the internet and find out the truth about various things. Yeah. Google avoided paying $1.35 billion in tax that could have paid for 60,000 nurses. Exclusive internet giants. Giant or is accused. Exclusive internet giant. That does. This is bad English from an English mirror. This is how they have it. Exclusive internet giant are accused of paying 24 times less corporation tax than they should have done. A mere hit. A major hit to public service. Okay, so that's internet giant is accused. Is rather than are. I'm serious. This. What is going on when you have the typed? That's why you go to the Epoch Times, by the way, and really get your news and information from a real source. It says here, web giant Google has been accused of avoiding enough UK corporation tax last year to have given to give our flatlining NHS 60,000 more nurses. Whatever that means. See, I'm not even getting that one. But they basically, they're saying it could have paid for 60,000 more nurses. The estimate by campaign group the Tax the Justice Network in analysis for the Mirror is based on the firm booking all UK sales here rather than apparently diverting them abroad. The potential shot in the arm for our public services would be almost 24 times the $67 million Google says it actually paid in corporation tax in 2018. There is the salient term right there. But this is why I say the fleecing is going on. And listen, I'm not a supporter of Google and their money and all this other good stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I am just saying this is how they do it over there when they need money. They just, if you got a big corporation, you fine them. You tax them right there. Just boom. You should have paid more, therefore you pay more. That the fleecing goes on. And they come up with various schemes and sundry things like that. So they probably used the newspaper to come up with this. And they came up with this number, $1.5 billion or whatever it is. And they're saying, you need to pay. So now they're going to regulate something, right? They're going to regulate something. And when they regulate something, then shazam, guess what? There's a tax on it. There's a fee. That's how he said. He said, when our schools are so underfunded and teach, this is more of this story here and what they're talking about, having to pay for basic materials themselves, we can no longer tolerate these global companies avoiding their tax responsibilities on such a massive scale. I am making it clear that labor will take firm action against tax avoiders to force them, see, labor, to pay their way. Now, this... Again, I'm not sticking up for Google. Not at all. The Treasury is mulling a digital levy to boost the bills of Silicon Valley giants such as Google. Now, I'm bringing this up for all of you new Californians because, you see, Google, which is part of the FANG stocks in Silicon Valley, which is the source of income for, you got it, the state of California, is being hit around the world for various fees because the socialists want their money. Couldn't happen to a better group of folks, right? And the timing couldn't be better for New California, if you know what I mean. The only accounts the firm publishes for its businesses here are those of its giant UK arm. Google, led by Chief Executive Sundar Pichai, is among a number of U.S. multinationals accused of using creative accounting to lower tax liability. Shocking! Shocking they would seek. I mean, Google is everything that a multinational, capitalistic, organization is all about, making money, right? And avoiding taxes at all costs. And moving their tax base around to different places, like Ireland, right? So they won't be getting such heavy corporate taxation. But in California, they seem to enjoy it because they prop up the California state budget, which is diminishing in its returns. Documents out last week show it generated $1.4 billion in revenue last year, up from $1.26 billion, which was made up of fees for providing marketing services and research and development for other parts of Google. This does not include the bulk of Google's business. This is interesting, isn't it? Lucrative advertising sales traditionally booked in Ireland. If those were included, UK, see, this is why I say they're using Ireland as a tax dodge so they don't have to show these kind of things. If those were included, Google's UK total turnover could be at least $9.7 billion, according to an analysis by the Tax Justice Institute. Aha. Uh-huh. Yikes. That number was based on the UK continuing to make up around 9% of the Alphabet's global revenue, as it did before 2017. The Tax Justice Network then worked on the assumption that the majority of the firm's costs associated with advertising sales are either already borne by Google UK or its Irish arm. This would result in Google UK recording an additional estimated... Oh, God. See, this is where they take these things. And I'm not sticking up for Google in that as a capitalist organization, I am. But you can see what they are trying to do to them. Fleece them. Well, go ahead and fleece. It means the bottom line for California taxes is minimal. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tens of thousands of Venezuelans poured into the streets of Caracas Saturday to protest against President Nicolas Maduro, who they accuse of wrecking the economy. Many say the crisis has worsened over the past month as crippling power outages have left large swaths of the country in the dark for days at a time, cutting off water supplies and cell phone service.
One thing that is non-negotiable for Venezuelans are public services, electricity, water. Now they have done away with that. What do they want? To kill us? We're dealing with hunger, apathy, children dying, people dying in the hospitals. There are no medical supplies. We can't count on services.
Saturday's marches were ordered by opposition leader Juan Guaido to mark the start of what he has billed as a new wave of protests to oust Maduro. While no immediate violence was reported in Caracas, witnesses reported clashes between protesters and police in the oil hub of Maracaibo and in the western state of Zulia. The ruling Socialist Party also staged a rival march in Caracas on Saturday, but just a few hundred people clad in red shirts showed up. Guaido invoked the constitution to assume an interim presidency in January, denouncing Maduro as a usurper after he began a second term following a 2018 national election widely considered a sham. Just this week, Venezuela's Constituent Assembly, controlled by the Socialist Party, approved a measure allowing for the possible prosecution of Guaido by stripping him of his parliamentary immunity. The move prompted the U.S., which backs Guaido, to slap further sanctions on Maduro's socialist government, with the Trump administration on Friday also promising stronger action against key ally Cuba for helping to keep his government afloat.
And now, with round-the-clock updates from Reuters journalists.
Well, this is big stuff, of course, for Venezuela. Thousands of people. And, you know, the thing is that Guaido has the upper hand here in Venezuela. The problem is, of course, the rolling blackouts, everything. You know, this is what they do when you're a socialist to try and control the population to make them heal. That's basically what we're seeing here. And, of course, to say the least, we've got a real failure to communicate, right? What's the United States to do in all this? And, of course, that's the big question. A lot of people saying there's going to be war. I don't think there's going to be war. I think they're going to work this out with Maduro gone in the not-too-distant future. Just saying, you know. Maduro will leave, and good riddance to Maduro. You know, that's the other thing, too, is that good riddance for Maduro. How can you have... I mean, really, if you think about it, what is going on there in Maduro's land? People dying on the vine is what's happening. Is this what California is going to look like under the regime of Gavin Newsom? And by the way, where is Gavin Newsom? Well, he's seeing his army friends down in El Salvador talking to the troops. MS-13. That's where he's at. I mean, it all kind of folds in together now, doesn't it, when you think about it? God, Paul, you're really harsh on this guy. Yeah, I wonder why we're so harsh. Huh? I wonder why we're so... I mean, when you see California looking like Venezuela, or you know it's going down that harsh road, you kind of wonder, huh? Even though we're supposedly the fifth largest economy in the world. you know, keep in mind, before Maduro, Venezuela had a humming free market capitalistic society with a constitution guiding it. And now it's all gone, right? What could possibly have gone wrong with that scenario is probably what you're asking. Well, what happened was socialism rang true. That's what happened. And look at what we have today in Maduro land. The breakdown of civil society is on the rise, naturally, in Venezuela. And this is why people just, you know, if people don't get a hold of this, in our society, in America, it's going to go the same way. Now we're seeing some things coming out of the Washington Examiner. U.S. military intervention on the table for Venezuela. I know everybody says, well, Bolton's getting us into a war here. This Maduro thing was happening long, and the Cuban thing was happening long before President Trump and Bolton came around. It says, a military intervention to oust Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro remains a very serious option for the United States, according to President Trump's national security team. And this is as of the 5th, this was written, and this was in the Washington, Examiner. The Washington Examiner. I got a clip here. Let's see if we can get some audio from this. This is a clip. Shouldn't be too long. Here we go. Do we have it? No, we don't have it. What are they doing to it? Here we go.
On behalf of President Trump, our entire administration, and all the American people, I want to assure you that we're with you. We're going to stand with you until your loved ones are free and until Venezuela is free. It's important that the media know that the Maduro regime has denied repeated efforts by these families to meet with their loved ones. They've canceled 16 separate court hearings. Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. And Nicolas Maduro must go. Nicolas Maduro has suspended due process and the rule of law. And these six families and their loved ones are a testament to the brutality of this regime.
Well, that was Mike Pence last week. Military option on the table. Here we go. Intervention to oust Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro remains a very serious option. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And more than happy to have all of you on board in Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, really happy all the progress that we're making for New California State. It's amazing what's happening. Absolutely amazing. And join us in the next hour because we're going to talk about the new walkaway movement. The new walkaway movement that's happening. Yeah, in California, there's a walkaway movement. There's another, you know, there's a walkaway from, you know, walkaway from the Democrats. Well, there's also a walkaway from the Republicans. Wow. So we're going to be talking about that. While we, I mean, come on. Yeah. High crimes and misdemeanors. it rates up to that, is what it does. So we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Man, a lot of things happening for Red State Talk Radio. I just want to sort of put that out there. Red State Talk Radio, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster here on Agenda 21 Radio. We, of course, emanate in on the left coast, and we satellite it to the right coast and to the other coast, and it emanates from Washington, D.C., digitally broadcast to the world. And we really do appreciate all of your listenership, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement going on for Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, we are absolutely running out of time here, which I cannot believe, which is just all part of the system, right? Anytime you have the system going, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to New California and to California and to Brexit and to all these movements that basically are sort of stumbling blocks, if you will, for the globalist. And what's the globalist to do, right? If you're a George Soros, what are you to do? How are you going to stop all this? Can you stop Donald Trump? You know, that's a big question, huh? Well, Kirstjen Nielsen, she's gone. She's no longer help to the president. She's helpful by being gone, some people might say. I don't know. I think she did a fairly good job. She was behind the eight ball on many things because the Congress never cooperated, of course. The Congress was very weak and anemic, and of course the natural thing is they don't want to cooperate. They want Cloward and Piven at the border. That's the Congress. So she just didn't quite make it. Anyway, it's going to be kind of interesting to see now what type of tact is going to be taken at the border by the president. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back in just a little bit. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.